Praise the Lord. We dedicate today to you, Lord. We dedicate ourselves to you. We dedicate everything concerning us to you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your presence that's with us and in us and for us at all times. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that's at work within our members. We thank you for life that flows through our bodies and makes us healthy and well, gives us a sound mind, gives us a purpose-driven life, that we are purposed to do your will, we are purposed to do righteousness, we are purposed to live a godly and holy lifestyle, and we are purposed to be true witnesses of Jesus Christ in the earth, that others may come to know you as a result of our testimony, Lord, and our witness. We thank you for the peace of God that fills our hearts and minds, and that we can lay everything that is concerning to us and anything that makes us anxious at your feet, and that you promise to bear it, Lord. You said, take your yoke upon us, for your yoke is easy, your burden is light. So, Lord, we thank you for bearing our burdens, not only with us, but for us, Lord, that you carry all the weight of our lives on your shoulders, the palm of your hand. You work everything for our good, Lord. You are a righteous and holy God, but you are a very, very wonderful and precious God, Father. We love you so much. We adore you, Lord. With all of our hearts and souls, Lord, we humble ourselves to know you, Lord. We humble ourselves to be in your presence. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Father, that you're with us. That you died to give us a relationship with the Almighty Creator of all the universe and everything that's in it, seen and unseen, visible and invisible, Lord, invisible. Lord, we thank you that today we are sons of God, and that tomorrow we will be sons of God, and that for all eternity we will be sons of God. And as long as we do not change our position to flee from you, to turn our backs on you, and leave you, you will never forsake us, Lord. You have promised that, Lord. So, Lord, we press into you today. We press into your promises. We press into your word. We press into everything, Lord, that you have for us to take hold of today, of your blessings. As was said last night in church service, Lord, we are seated in heavenly places right now, far above all principality and power, far above everything that is in the domain that you have created for you, Lord. Far above, we have dominion, Lord. We have dominion over all things. We are most blessed, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that we have the promise of sitting on your throne with you as kings and priests of God, to share your throne even as you share your Father's throne. That's the promise of eternity, Lord, that we will rule and reign with you. And Lord, we start doing that here. We start learning how to do that here. So Father, let us take authority over everything that would try to take authority over us. Every demonic and foul spirit that tries to influence our lives, we come against it with the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You are able to overcome all darkness from our lives. You are able to renew our minds, restore us, and transform us into your image. We are in your image, Lord. We are your likeness. But our souls are being made into your likeness. Thought by thought, precept by precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, we learn how to live for you. So, Lord, we put ourselves in the palm of your hands by choice, that you would direct us and lead us and guide us in the way everlasting, and that we would spend eternity with you as a result of everything we do today, Lord. We submit ourselves to you and we yield our members to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So let it be done right now. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.